Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I've been getting multiple messages from my children who are at home today asking me if I can pick up friends on my way home today.
What?
Bring them back to our house.
Oh my gosh.
So they can go sledding.
Oh, okay.
You
fun.
Picking up more children to have more small humans
my
at
God,
your house?
No.
Here's the thing though. I feel like you are the dad that would do that.
I'm going to do it. I said,
are you?
Yeah, just
yeah?
Let me know who I'm picking up.
Oh my God.
Gotta make
Derek's
small
on the way.
I got to make small talk with all your weird friends.
Oh.
But you're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
It's nice.
In my neighborhood, we've got this like lake area, and there's a pretty good hill coming off the lake that all the kids go sledding at. So it's like, well, you know what? You didn't get to do it all winter long, so yes, we'll do it today.
You know what's funny? Can I just point out something real quick? That there is a fun thing with parents who will let their kids have friends over all the time. Like, I am fascinated by it. I was not that mom.
Oh, really?
Like, Zoe would ask me if friends could come over, and I would, like, stare at her straight in the face, like, over here? Are you crazy?
No, don't
like,
get me wrong. There's a few weird ones.
What are you talking
about? There's a few weird ones that I don't like having over, okay?
But, like, all of my
I'll name
friends
them.
Now,
I will name them.
They will bend over backwards for their children and the activities they have going on, and I take my hat off to you. I do, because
well,
I was
you.
Not that mom.
Friendships are extremely important, I think, growing up. And, yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I finished half my basement here, because it's like we wanted an area where the kids can come over and just go hang out, go mess around. So
you're going to say you wanted a place to run to.
That as well. Yeah. That as well. I'm telling you, there's two of them right now I can name. Like,
but yeah,
do we need to have them over anymore?
No.
No, we do not. All right, for everybody who is out braving the snow and ice today, we got a whole handful of odds and ends stories that we need to get to. I do have some Fat America. Oreos is introducing a brand new limited edition flavor called Firecracker Pop, which is actually a dance move that I bust out every year on the 4th of July, oddly enough. Jer, do the firecracker pop!
You pop, lock, and okay.
Pop it,
don't
pop
you?
It, pop it, firecracker pop! Firecracker pop! I got a whole dance. It's a whole thing. Anyway, the firecracker pop cookie is inspired by the classic red, white, and blue popsicles. The Bomb Pops, right? Cookie blends blue raspberry, lemon, and cherry flavors with Oreo's signature cream filling and golden wafers.
I like that.
Which is what I call my grandma. Firecracker Pop will be sold in stores across the United States of America starting 2 days ago. So get your hands on.
Is that like an America's
Oreos.
250th?
Yeah, probably.
I think
thing.
So,
yeah.
Katie. A lot of brands are hopping on that this
they
year.
They are. A lot of
so
red,
patriotic.
White,
I love that.
I love that for them.
Yes.
A new survey out revealing Americans would pay almost 3/4 of their yearly income just for peace of mind during uncertain economic times. So they're saying the average household's about $79,000, and they would spend about $57,000. Just for security and serenity now.
Like, so they would give up all their money for financial security?
Yeah, pretty
I don't
much.
Know. That, like, I don't understand that, I guess.
21 grand a year to always have necessities like groceries and medications. They would spend $19,800 to just never worry about job loss and $16,400 to avoid expenses like medical bills. So, yeah, they would just write a check to whoever that is, the magic genie. For $57,000 a year, and they would have essentially no anxiety. It'd be peace of mind. You just keep on living.
So they don't want to pay what peace of mind costs, is what they're saying. Like that story doesn't make sense to me, because it's like, you know, like you would need way more than that to have peace of mind
also,
with medical
like,
bills.
Yeah.
And
no, but
mortgage.
They would cover it.
Why no? But it
but
won't.
That a little. But in this magic land. It would just cover it. It's just covered.
My brain hurts.
Yeah,
right
I feel like
now.
I'd be more stressed if I dropped that much money.
No, because then you wouldn't have to worry about anything. You just can enjoy your hobbies. You wouldn't have to worry about losing your job.
Okay.
You never have to worry about affording groceries, because it's just, boom, it's covered for the year. It's peace of mind. Don't have to worry
about
it.
You're
going to
pay way more than that.
You think?
Yeah.
21 grand a year for groceries and medications?
Yes.
You think that's about right?
Yeah, no way more.
No, that's probably right.
You think?
Yeah,
more than 21
you're gonna pay more.
Like a family of four with that.
Yeah, the family of four. You're figuring you are going to spend probably at least, I would say $2,000 a month on food, medication, necessities in that regard. So right there, that's $24,000 just for...
Well, let me see. So let's say I'm doing $700 a week in groceries.
Yeah, that's $2,800. So four. You take that...
28 times 12, that's $3,600. Whereas in this scenario, for $21,000 a year, I wouldn't have to worry about groceries.
I know, but that's way less.
That's the key.
Katie.
I don't like this.
You could get by on $21,000 versus $33,600.
I know. I get it that that's what they're willing to pay, but it's just, yeah. This story doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's okay.
It's just like, okay, so to live in the world costs $75,000 a year. I'm willing to pay $56,000 a year to not have to worry about that. That's what that story is.
Well, they said
half
of their income, right?
No, but
almost three quarters of the yearly income for just peace of mind. Yeah. But then you would know that you would never have to worry about your medication, your groceries, medical bills.
So like
or
if you
losing
just
your job.
Pay yeah. someone that to
for
security. Oh, I know.
Everybody would do this,
yes.
But it's not feasible. Like, well, it's not feasible at all.
Well, this is it. This is
she
all
hates
make
believe. We hate make believe here. Okay.
All right. Carrie tells
the story so
do you
much.
Hate, like, Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet?
I hate this story.
Do you hate Humpty Dumpty?
I just hate the story.
Listen, an egg would never
it.
Fall off a
it
wall.
It doesn't make any sense.
An egg
like...
can't even talk. And why was Goldilocks in there with the three bears?
Very dangerous.
Sure.
This
make
is
it
just
like
all,
that.
This is just all
make it that I'm unreasonable,
this
not
just...
that people are not. It, like, everything costs more money. That's why it sucks out there.
I know, but you
but
could get by.
I'm willing
you
to
could
pay
get by cheaper.
$56,000.
You could get by cheaper.
No.
And never lose your job. Yeah. And you could go to your therapy that you're always talking about is too expensive.
That I can't afford?
But this, you could pay it and it would be covered.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I get it. The land of make-believe.
You're mad.
Katie's like
there.
Deep in real life right now, and
she
so
is.
She does
I
not
know.
Like
she's
yeah.
got more money
exactly.
on her vision board right now.
Yeah. I have so
I know.
Many
you're
things.
Manifesting.
And
that's
here's
why.
The thing. You guys know like 30% about me. Like,
yeah.
I don't even tell you guys half the stuff.
No,
so
exactly.
It's like,
oh, I
want to
know
so
more.
So many things going in through my mind right now to where you're saying, well, people are willing to pay $56,000 to not worry about anything. Well, duh.
No, I get that. I get
what's on your mind, Katie?
Poor Katie.
Do we know what you want to talk? Pull up a chair. Get
it's
a box
fine.
Of Kleenex.
This
we'll
is
have a little
therapy.
We'll have a therapy session. What's,
I don't know if I want this
what's
therapy.
Matter?
I think it's going to hurt me more.
Oh.
You said earlier today you were manifesting more cheddar.
Yeah.
More money.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Aren't we all?
I think everybody's trying
how are you manifesting
to?
It?
My money song.
Not the money song again.
The money song. What do you mean?
You
every
can't
morning.
Sit on your couch and sing about money and expect it to arrive.
I
you got to go do something.
I sit in my mirror and brush my teeth and sing about money, okay? I don't sit on my couch. I sing the money song in the mirror where I can see myself singing it.
And all that magical money
so
will come
like,
raining down
true.
From the clouds.
Now this I can believe in. But,
but I mean, God forbid.
I'm manifesting money right now.
Yes.
You jerks.
Gosh, get off me.
We love you.
I'm done here. I need to go process what just happened.
I am, me too.